Rise of the Avatar, Tip of the Spear. Written by Jason Burkhopes. Narrated by Alex Robertson and Scarlett Everdeen. Production copyright 2022 by Jason Burkhopes. Produced by E-Audio Productions.
Prologue. Drew Corgan, a biographer and director, grew up wanting to understand how the utopia he grew up in came to be. What events transpired to bring the world to the event televised in secret to the world? Who was the man bringing forth the revelation that everyone was being deceived? What was he like? Did he love someone? Did he like kicking back with a beer? Or did he have a highly religious lifestyle that kept him a pious man? Those questions kept coming back to him again and again during his adolescence. He found it odd that no person he spoke with ever knew any details leading up to that event. Drew spent years interviewing Reboot employees, yet information about the man who showed the world it was being grossly deceived was missing. It felt like the data was intentionally wiped away from the archives, possibly the result of the tumultuous time during which the events took place. What he did know was that the face of evil was given a name that day. After finding success with a breakthrough documentary on the worldwide pandemic that killed off most of the world's population, Drew found himself in a position where he could dedicate his time digging up the background on a man few knew much about. Drew spent months convincing an old historian, Robert Bartram, to tell him the story he sought for so long. That opportunity was running out of time. Robert's health had started declining around a year before Drew met him. After multiple rejections, Robert agreed to the interview after a dream prompted him to change his mind. Robert would not tell Drew the details of the dream. The fact that he chose to tell the story was incentive enough for Drew not to press for further information. A small publication studio that Drew owned became the primary location where the audio and video recordings would take place. He understood that time was his enemy, and sending Robert to a studio farther away could end in disaster. Robert arrived at the studio with an entourage of nurses and assistants to keep him alive. He turned down Drew's suggestion that they conduct the interview in Robert's home. The idea of getting out of the house seemed to revitalize the old man to some extent, regardless of the army of medical practitioners it took to do so. One of the nurses pushed Robert into a moderately sized room with production lights lit around the area. The walls contained ribs with embedded noise-canceling circuits used to create the clearest audio recording possible. Robert sat in his chair that hovered inches from the floor. A machine attached to the back of the hover chair contained rows of cylinders flowing different sorts of medications into a centrifuge before being led to a tube going into Robert's chest. Drew noticed another machine removed what looked like blood and processed it in some way before returning it to Robert. With all the tubes running to and from him, Drew wondered if it might be too late for his interview. Robert looked at ease in the studio. He found comfort in the familiar hum of electronic devices around the room. More times than he could count, he'd stood in front of news cameras giving depositions on various topics during his life, though at his age, he no longer cared about the activities of humanity. He knew his time was at an end, and he was thankful for that. A recorder hovered some distance away, using a technology similar to Robert's chair. Robert's eyes came to rest and locked with Drew's. "Welcome, Robert."
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"